Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So how can a guy who was raised in the Northeast, in a town that's also famous for sharpshooter legend Annie Oakley, how can he become like this cowboy legend? No, I am not a cowboy legend, but I love my cowboy hats. And if you go into the post office in town, you will see a painting of Annie Oakley. Also, Martha Stewart grew up in a home about 10 blocks from my home in that Northeast town. So how does a city boy, no, I wasn't really a city boy, I'll call myself a suburban boy, how does he grow up to become like a country gentleman? Simple. With a cowboy hat and obviously a little more. You see, we had a family farm, and this is where my love for the outdoors comes from. I wanted to spend every waking minute on that farm, every waking minute, up at 4:30 in the morning, still to this day, but up at 4:30 in the morning, and out tracking animals, just needed to be there, grab my fishing rod. So there's a little bit more to me and my cowboy hats. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I wore many cowboy hats during my life. It's part of who I am. One of my favorite cowboy hats I wore on the farm was a 10-gallon Justin hat. It had a feather band on it. I was this tall, thin teenager. Some people would call me a cool drink of water. And I have photos with me riding Clarence, my friend Eddie Genty's Appaloosa. And Clarence was actually my favorite horse. We had many horses on the farm, but it's funny that Clarence was the horse. So I wore this hat throughout college. I'm telling you, everywhere. Farm and horse shows, state fairs, everywhere. And even to, because hey, you need to stand out when you're in college. And again, because at every college to this day, there is always a toga party. So I went to a toga party, but I know that I was the only guy at that toga party with a 10-gallon Justin hat on. So once again, wore it everywhere. So now back to Martha Stewart. I am filming at the PBR for Joey B TV. And if you want to watch any of my episodes, you can go to joeyb.tv. But don't leave there now because you need to listen to this. So I see Martha Stewart at a PBR event, and I'm thinking in my mind, what in the world is she doing there? Well, my coach, Coach Geltrude, actually was very good friends with Martha Stewart growing up. So I actually sort of reintroduce myself to Martha and say, hey, Coach Geltrude. And right away, she lights up and we begin a conversation. We're just sitting there, no joke, hanging around next to the bulls, just having this great conversation, sort of shooting the bull. And I say to her, where do two people from the East growing up in the same town end up wearing cowboy hats at the PBR? Well, we just had some great conversations there. She did a few interviews. I did a few interviews. And then we were off. And still are friends to this day. Well, now, going back to cowboy hats, one of my favorite cowboy boots happens to be my dad's. And I did a podcast show on my favorite cowboy boots. But don't go there. You can always look that one up and listen to that one after this one. Well, about a week or so ago, I was down. My folks live at the shore, drove to the shore, visit them. And I was speaking to my dad and said, Dad, you know, I've got your gray, it's a real light gray Justin hat. I said, do you mind if I display that in my Southwest home? And he goes, of course, yeah. You see, my dad is a very special man to me. So to be able to have, and I have his boots at my home displayed, I'm going to display his cowboy hat as well. So now, let's go to some of my favorite hats, but not my favorite, but some of them. My first trip to Wyoming, and this was many moons ago, and I've been to many times out to Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, I can name them all, New Mexico, just love them all. Don't forget Montana inside there. Well, in Wyoming, I purchased a Wrangler cowboy hat, and I wore it to every rodeo in the West. And again, if you're going to every rodeo, you must go to the Cheyenne Frontiers days, and I've been there. And it was a George Strait style hat. And for those of you that are country music people, well, you know who George Strait is. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you right now, you can YouTube his last concert in the Astrodome, and it was in Houston live, and I'm telling you, what a great concert. So if you want to see what George Strait sounds like, but see what his cowboy hats look like, and this was a George Strait style hat, and many cowboys wear that hat. Well, my Wrangler hat went to every country music and bluegrass festival. I love my Wrangler. It fit well. I'm telling you, sometimes you just start to wear things out, and this is one. I love the hat, but it was not my favorite hat. So as time passed, and you could see time passing now, I became an environmental scientist. It was my first trip for my grizzly bear research. And at the end of my research, well, I've always fly fished Yellowstone, so I was going to fly fish Yellowstone and then go over to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and by the Snake River and fly fish it as well, because, hey, guess what? That means I get to spend more time in the outdoors. Well, I found a beaver fur black resist all hat. And if you don't know this beaver fur, it adds to the waterproofing. And it's a great cold weather hat. And also, if you've never been to Jackson Hole, you've never been to Bubba's, you got to go to Bubba's for some ribs. They are some of the best ribs known to mankind. Actually, if you're out west and you mention the word Bubba's, everyone's talking about, oh, yeah, I've been to Bubba's. You've never been to Bubba's. Well, fun little story, go to Bubba's for breakfast. And I say to the woman, I said, I'll have two biscuits and gravy and some eggs. And she says, sir, no one's ever eaten two biscuits. I go, ma'am, I eat a lot of food. And she goes, sir, no one's ever, I'm joking with her, but I go, ma'am, two biscuits, gravy, because when you're out west, it's biscuits and gravy. And I said, two eggs, up, bang. She brings the biscuits and they were like the size of Alaska. And she smiled when she brought them. I said, you could have told me that they were the size of Alaska. She said, sir, I try to tell you in a nice way. Well, guess what? So I wore that black resist all hat just about everywhere. Now, passing, you know, the Wrangler still hanging out in my home because all my hats still are around. Every now and then you pull them out. Well, I'm going to let you know that it was a beautiful dress hat. You put on a nice pair of boots and jeans. And I've got this denim blazer, and I look like Joey B. GQ. And I'm going to let you know that wearing that hat is just one of my favorite hats. And one of my favorite rodeos that I used to wear it to out there was the Jackson Hole Rodeo. And I'm telling you, I've been to the Jackson Hole Rodeo so many times wearing that hat out there. One time, and again, being an environmental scientist and I could read the weather pretty well, I see a huge storm coming in, and I've told the story many times, but it's worthwhile. And all the bleachers for the rodeo are metal. And I'm going, all right, big storm, cumulonimbus clouds, going to be thunder and lightning. Don't want to be sitting on a piece of metal. So I get up and I get off the metal bleachers and I'm reading the storm. I said, I just better head back. So I walk away from the rodeo and I am now, I don't know, say 5 blocks away. And all of a sudden, it starts to hail. And lightning bolts are just zipping through. And I'm going, all right, I hope all those people are safe. By the time I get back to my motel room, there was, and I'll call it slush because some of it was melting at that time, hitting the ground. There was about a quarter of an inch of slush. By the time I woke up in the morning, there was about 2 inches of slush on the ground. That's how much it hailed out there. But I protected my hat. Again, it's waterproof, but I protected my hat by getting out of there in that storm. But one of my favorite rodeos I went to was in West Yellowstone, and that's in Montana. And it was a family affair. This tiny little rodeo where, like, the ropers, a header and heeler, were like, and really, it was a grandfather and his grandson. It was just like barrel racing. Mom is out there and all the family sitting in the stands. And there weren't many people. It was just a family affair. Wearing my black resist all out there. And just like, just with the people, just a great place to be. Now, I have gotten picked up at the airport many times by, you know, you land, you need to get picked up by your family, your friends. And two of my closest friends Richard and Bob brothers, and they're pretty wacky. Well, anytime that they had to pick me up at the airport because they knew I was coming back from wherever I was coming with a cowboy hat, they'd be there, standing there with their cowboy hats. So that was just like part of what we did. And, you know, I add to that my nephew Dylan. He goes to Texas A&M. So I had to pick him up at the airport recently. So I've got one of my favorite cowboy hats on with a Tex-Mex Mets sign there saying we're looking. It said like Rodeo Star Tex-Mex at Dylan. And it was just really cool. And people are saying like, is he really rough? Of course he is. Of course he is. You know, yeah, because people are just wondering who. It's like you see all these chauffeurs dressed up in like, you know, they got tuxes and suits on and all this. And then you got a big old cowboy with a sign there. So really cool. Now, to ride a mechanical bull, you need two things: great balance and a real cool cowboy hat. Because, hey, the guy who's running the machine, he can throw anyone off at any time. I don't care how good you are, unless you're a PBR guy. And even those, he could probably get them from time to time. So I always had to wear, like, one of my cool hats there. And, you know, I rode many. And one of my gifts from my good friend Tommy I was a Straw Justin. And it had the perfect bend because, hey, you got to have that little bull rider bend on the hat in the front and the back because it's just got to be bent down a little bit. It shows that you're one of the boys. And that Straw Justin now started to go with me everywhere I went because you know me. I'm sure many of you have had a cowboy hat. Well, what about having a cowboy hat on your lap for 10 hours of a flight on a plane? Well, my first research trip out to Idaho was to do some non-native plant species on the sagebrush steppe. And I know that's a mouthful. Well, I figured, let's fly out there, get there. Easier to buy a new hat there because, hey, always in the market for a new hat. Figured I'd buy a big old hat there because going to be out in the sun and I'll talk to you about that. Well, so prior to the start, and I'm always searching for that great Western store, great cowboy store, and I find one out there, and I'm going to add a hat to my collection. And the other scientists that showed up, and they were sort of like rookie cowboys and cowgirls, we'll call them. Well, I was their outdoor gear guide once we got there. So I find this large straw resist-all cowboy hat. I had them put on a cinch strap on it. Some people call it a stampede strap because going back to the Cowboys days, fading back, you could see the fade going on right now. They would actually have a stampede strap because once you started riding fast, your cowboy hat was either going to fly off your head or your strap was just going to keep it on. So that's why it is, you know, the name stampede strap. So this cinch strap, the stampede strap, was for the strong winds that kick up on the sagebrush step. You see, the sagebrush step is this pretty unique place. So think about the Rocky Mountains, and you know, many of you have been to Rockies, but now get to an area that's at 9,000 feet up and it just flattens out. And for about 60 miles, it is a desert. So you're going up and up and up, and then at 9,000 feet, it just flattens out, desert. And it is a place, and I've seen this, it's so cool. You're seeing a storm, huge cumulonimbus clouds coming across the desert toward you. And as it's coming, the raindrops, and they're monstrous. You can actually see them, monstrous coming down. But it's so warm at the earth, they evaporate before they ever hit the ground. Really, really cool. And we were working and doing our research from one of the U.S. ranches. I was working on a government ranch that was 90,000 acres. Pretty cool. So I'm out there doing the research, and now it's time. Research is done. You know this, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home, so it's time for me to go home. Well, I'm going to get on my first flight, and it's this tiny little plane out of Idaho Falls to Salt Lake City. Well, the plane is booked, solid, small plane, not much place for your carry-on stuff, and the only place for my cowboy hat was on my lap. So I got this big old hat because it had a big old brim on it because I needed to keep the sun off me because, again, it's beating down on you in that desert. So now I'm in Salt Lake City walking around the airport, big old cowboy hat on, and now I need to catch a flight to O'Hare in Chicago. Well, that flight is also booked solid. So I get on the plane. There is no room in the overhead bin, and my cowboy hat is now, big old cowboy hat, is sitting on my lap again. Now I need to get back east, so I'm going from O'Hare to Newark Liberty, and book solid, not any room. So guess what? And you already know this. The cowboy hat is now on my lap. So from flight to flight to flight, 10 hours, and that cowboy hat's there. So I'm getting off the plane. And I hear, hey, Joey. And I look back and there's a friend of mine's dad. And he goes, I thought that was you. And I couldn't figure out if it was you, but I saw this cowboy hat on some guys. And he happened to be on the plane from Salt Lake as well. And he goes, I happened to see this cowboy hat on somebody's lap. He goes, I thought it was you. And I said, well, going back east, he says, from Chicago to here. He goes, I figured it probably had to be you because there aren't many people out in the east that are going to be wearing cowboy hats. Well, it worked out because I didn't have to pay for a taxi or an Uber. I got a ride home. Now, there's an expense to, you know, when you buy a new quality cowboy hat. I fly fish the country, so I figured I'd get an inexpensive, no-name brand. So if it fell into the river, I wouldn't cry myself a river. Get that? You're gonna cry a river. Yeah. Anyway, so I go to my local Western store. I am 7 1/8. So if you're ever looking for a cowboy hat for me, you now know 7 1/8. That's what I'm looking for. And I find a knockoff brand, a Western Express, for $20. And I'm going, wow, it's pretty cool. Put it on. It fits well. It's comfortable. And it's also a George Strait style hat. And by the way, I'm not sold. It doesn't have to be because obviously so many of my hats were not that way. But I started to wear this hat all over on the film shoots for Joey B TV. Then we filmed for PBS, a special on Clydesdale. It looks sharp. It wore, like it fits. You always hear the saying, fit like a glove. Well, it fit like a cowboy hat. And I wore it for filming. It was, so comfortable. Then fly fishing. Now, just about everywhere I had this hat on. You know, even for dress, because it was a snazzy looking hat. And you know a cowboy hat is perfect when it becomes part of the person who's wearing it, and this one sure did. Now, I've worn the Cadillac of hats, but I figured the least expensive cowboy hat, well, guess what? To this day, it is the most comfortable and equally as smart-looking hat I've ever worn. So my favorite cowboy hat was right in my own backyard. And as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz says, and we talk about this, there's no place like home. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.